Welcome to the Training in Economic Discipleship based around 10 Biblical Principles of Kingdom Economics. This will be delivered with 30 podcasts or MP3s, beginning with a one-day or two-day consultation and finishing with a reporting back one day where you bring back your stories based on your evaluation. This podcast carries on from the previous one on entrepreneurship and creativity. And in this one, we want to look at the mixing together of entrepreneurship and cooperative economics. We're mixing the themes of management, creativity, and cooperative economics to see what they lead us to. We've already looked at the relationship between holiness or righteousness and achievement, how God responds with blessing. So anything we say about practical cooperation and management must be in the context of understanding it needs the hand of God and His blessing. Now, I've spent my life training social entrepreneurs, not so much in business, but in the development of organizations to bring about the growth of the gospel in terms of churches and development agencies and advocacy groups and Bible schools. The social entrepreneur adds to economic value systems some moral ideals and hence other moral values. And some of you are social entrepreneurs. But the main theme in the business literature is more in terms of economic entrepreneurs who can make money through the production and marketing of goods. Now, there are a lot of courses out there on entrepreneurship, and so you can look at the processes and you can learn from those courses. They begin with the issue of a product and the marketing of the product. Always you begin with marketing, because no use to produce something if you can't sell it. But the biblical basis, I believe, for motivation for our people and our families to become entrepreneurs is in the scriptures. I was in Mumbai speaking to a gathering of 200 Christian businessmen on the roof of a building in the middle of the city. I have rarely had so much fun. I told them, in the next 30 minutes, I will introduce you to 50 characteristics of the nature of God in Genesis chapter 1. And these characteristics will transform the nature of business in Mumbai. I did not believe it. So we began to unpack these same themes: creativity, productivity, the artistry of God who made all things good, His ability to create things that create other things. We haven't succeeded in getting computers to reproduce yet, have we? But there's an issue. Once poor people have access to capital through cooperative savings and then through ownership of land, which is another theme we've talked about, as collateral, the capacity to then make money off the capital becomes the next issue to resolve. One of my friends, with some years in training entrepreneurs, advised me that 1 out of 40 people have the gifts, the character, and the skill set to be successful in pioneering new businesses. So these are labeled PECs, or personal entrepreneurial characteristics. And so if we've got 100 people, 2.5 will have these characteristics and really be successful in setting up small or larger businesses. So we need to look for these characteristics among our people and find those who really have them and build them, and around them we can cluster other people who can support their giftedness. In classes on urban spirituality, I often begin with a presentation on entrepreneurial spirituality. Faith, wisdom, work, these are all essential elements of the spiritual man or woman. And things that you teach in church Sunday by Sunday, they're integral to Pentecostal teaching. So we can contrast these PECs, these personal entrepreneurial characteristics, with the character of the disciples and the character that we teach in church. That character is often forged in young children in context of noisy, emotional, poor people's churches, where you as a pastor speak of God having a calling. And that word call in Latin is vocare. You speak of a vocation, a sense of identity. And so you speak that to young children, and they somehow in their mind understand that God has a purpose and a destiny. And there's a constant challenge within Pentecostalism to have a spirit of faith, to trust God to do the unusual, to look to God. And the spirit of faith and adventure, which is part of the spirit of faith, and this freedom and creativity of the spirit, and a sense of vocation, these are all values that an entrepreneur possesses. There are other characteristics: hard work, thrift, integrity. These are expected in our churches. Some people disparage, these little Pentecostal churches here, what are they doing? I'd say that these churches are at the forefront of an economic revolution among the countries in which they exist. It's a powerful source for economic transformation, this Pentecostalism. Now, let me tell you the story of one social entrepreneur who's also a business entrepreneur. His name is Abhishek Gear. He's a creative businessman, an Indian man, using his gifts to put people in the slums of Delhi to work and to touch their lives in every way. Abhishek had such a desire to study business that he looked for ways to make the money to pay for school. He was good with technology, so he started a manufacturing computers company, selling them for rupees 8,000 apiece, and then he launched into another profit-making venture, printing designs on T-shirts, and then he managed to get a great client, KLM Airlines. The airline ordered sweatshirts with the KLM emblem and bought in bulk. So once he made it into his sales and marketing class, he met a radical Hindu young man with a negative opinion of Christians. Abhishek noticed one day that the man looked unhappy, and he went up to him, put his hand on his shoulder, and asked, "What's happened?" "I just lost my father," the young man said. "He was killed in a road accident yesterday, and I don't know how I will continue studying this course." Abhishek told him, "We'll work together." From then on, Abhishek shared the income from his two businesses, totally paying for his friend's education as well as his own. Can you imagine that? This is a non-Christian boy that he just cared for. After business school, Abhishek started a bakery employing people from the slums as workers. He and his partners, a Christian couple, were committed to running the business with Christian values. It's been very profitable. Along with the bakery, Abhishek also started a ministry with street children, renting a house where the boys could find shelter at night. Now the boys have a place to get cleaned up, eat an evening meal, participate in Christian activities, get breakfast in the morning, and an opportunity to go to school, and they also work in the bakery. Okay, this is the kind of entrepreneurship that we're talking about, right? And some of you are entrepreneurs, and some of your people are entrepreneurs. So my next topic here is entrepreneurs and worker ownership. So one entrepreneur called me from Seattle And he asked me a question. As a small business in the city today, the equivalent to the farm in the Jubilee? Now pause for a minute and think about an answer to that question. Turn off the podcast and think, what is your answer? In the Jubilee, the farm was the basis of creating wealth off the produce of the farm. In a modern city, the small business and its products are the things that create wealth. He talked to me on the phone. He was telling me how he'd started 5 businesses. He was an entrepreneur, a capitalist, and an entrepreneur. As he worked them, as he built them, he worked to transition the businesses to worker ownership and worker decision making. Now, he's not the only one to develop this concept. In his mind and experience, it leads to greater productivity, greater excellence, and greater equality. So here is our principle of cooperation matched with this principle of creativity and entrepreneurship. By involving his workers in the decisions in the company and then in the actual ownership by actually selling them shares in his company, gradually it became a cooperative business. Now, he felt it was important for the entrepreneur who had the vision and the creativity to get the thing moving. That was very important. And that person had to remain in some degree of control, but also that the workers who invested their energy, they should be involved in the profits of the company as well as receiving wages. I think this is a wonderful principle. We know that if you start your own business, 80% of businesses fail. If you work with 2 other people to start the business, each of you having different skills and strengths and gifts, 85% will succeed. Now, these odds can even be improved more through training those 3 people in entrepreneurial skills according to their particular area of expertise. So this, people say, is the foundation of capitalism. And I'd suggest it's the foundation of a country moving out of poverty is the increase in the number of entrepreneurs. But I would also say that it's cooperative entrepreneurship that produces